evening. It is 5 p.m. and this is Today in YGK on CFRC 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Lower Carruthers Hall on Queen's Campus in Kingston, Ontario. Today in YGK is brought to you by CFRC's news collective, Christina Laurie, Jesse Bell, Lauren Tucker, and Paige Lang. CFRC's news programming is made possible by the generous support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada under the Local Journalism Initiative, Queen's University Career Services, What'll I Wear at 732 Princess Street, and The Screening Room at screeningroomkingston.com. I'm CFRC's broadcast journalist, Christina Laurie, and here are your local news headlines. The Kick and Push Theatre Festival kicked off just last week on July 25th and is running for the next 3 weeks all around Kingston. This is an exciting year for the festival as they celebrate their 10th season. I sat down with Robert Hertz with the Kick and Push Festival to talk about this year's event. Would you like to just introduce yourself and share a bit about your role with Kick and Push this year?
Hi, my name is Robert Hertz, and I'm one of the marketing coordinators for the Kick and Push Festival. This is my second year with the festival, and I'm really glad to be back and really pushing what is arguably one of the finest arts festivals in Southeastern Ontario to be the best it can.
Awesome, yeah, and Kick and Push is all about innovative theater. I was wondering if you could just get into that and what that all means.
Yeah, I think when we're talking about innovative theater, we're really trying to change what that word theater means. One of the taglines we sometimes use is pushing audiences past being passive observers. And I think that's a really good way to think about it, is when you go to a Kick and Push show, you're no longer just sitting in the audience watching something happen in front of you. You're actually part of the story. You're incorporated into what's happening. It's not just theater, it's an experience. And really, I think that's new and that's interesting, and audiences can gain so much more from being part of it, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. And this is the 10th anniversary of the festival. How does it feel to be hitting this milestone? I know you're only 2 years in with working directly with it, but it must be quite exciting still.
I think 10 years, whether this would be my first, second, fifth year, I think it's very impressive to be part of something that's lasted this long and something that hopefully will last much longer. I think the being part of something that's had this great of an impact on the arts community here in Kingston is super significant. The Kick and Push has been a driving factor in arts sector growth and tourism growth here in Kingston. I mean, it was the first theater festival to start up during summers in Kingston, and now obviously we have Folda, Watershed, The Fringe. So really it kicked off a lot of growth for Kingston as a whole, and I think, you know, watching it grow in the past and seeing how it grows in the future is really important.
Yeah, for sure. And just getting right into the programming this year, we got 3 weeks worth of stuff coming up. What can folks expect this year?
Well, first up, we're starting with Divine Interventions, which is a co-production with CCF here in Kingston. And so that is four goddesses have come down from the heavens to sort of help in these troubled times. I think we see a lot of challenges around us nowadays, and it's sort of an answer to that. Another big piece we have is an audio acoustic sort of experience called What Brings You In, where you'll sort of be relaxed and brought into a place where you can reflect with your own psyche in a violin sounds and sand drums. It all sounds very interesting. And then of course we have the return of the Cedar Island Residency, which is a residency from Indigenous artist Brian Solomon, where we take audiences to Cedar Island and they get to see what Brian's been working on for the past little bit.
Awesome, yeah. And I know the Grand Theatre is sort of home base, but what other stages are we going to see this year in Kingston?
Well, one of our other pieces, Basement Girl, is currently in the workshopping phase, so we're not quite sure if we're gonna find a place, but we are currently hoping to stage Basement Girl in a real basement. It reflects on the immigrant experience here in Canada, what I mentioned earlier, Divine Interventions takes place across downtown. You'll be traveling with the goddesses to see them socializing with the public, intervening with the public, if I may. And then, of course, we're going to have some experiences at the Tet Center, who we thank for their support.
Awesome stuff, yeah. And any special plans for this 10th anniversary year?
It's a super significant year, and I think we're sort of celebrating that by refining our process, refining what we're doing. A big theme this year is elevating what we've been up to, as opposed to introducing new crazy things, rather making our programming stronger. And I think audiences can look forward to a stronger kick and push than ever before in our 10th season.
Awesome, yeah, really exciting. And almost feel like it's like fringe within the fringe, since this is already very innovative, unique theater. But I was wondering if you could get into Fringe Fest, which is a subsect of the larger Kick and Push Festival.
Yeah, absolutely. So as part of the Kick and Push's programming, we also present in partnership with Theater Kingston, the TK Fringe. And so this year's TK Fringe will have 18 artists across three different venues. Two of those will be at the Grand Theater, and one of those will be at Confederation Place. And, you know, a Fringe Festival is random artists who've been selected by lottery to come and present their thing as part of a bigger thing, if that makes sense. And so you see a lot of stuff you wouldn't otherwise expect. You'd see a lot of innovations in maybe a different way, a lot of storytelling that you wouldn't necessarily see if you needed that big budget that larger theaters require. So there's a lot of like musical storytelling, there's a lot of clown mime, if that's what you're into. There's a lot of interpretations of things like Shakespeare. It's you get a massive, diverse bunch of art in one festival, and the fact that that's also part of the Kick and Push, I think, really speaks to how we're trying to innovate in multiple different ways.
Once again, that was Robert Hertz on this year's 10th anniversary Kick and Push season. That wraps up your headlines for this evening, and next up is Paige Lang with your CFRC Arts Desk.
Thanks, Christina. Here's your arts and culture news for today. Beginning this Friday at the Tet from August 2nd to 31st will be Contemplating Glaciers, a dialogue, a solo exhibition from Jan Kavitoff curated by Jessica Turner. The exhibition will include photography, sculpture, paintings, video, audio, and even a virtual reality element using the Oculus headset, and footage from a documentary on the melting of the Athabasca Glacier, currently in production from this creative team. All ages are welcome to peruse this exhibition in the Tet Center Gallery, and it is free to do so, though exhibition hours vary. There's new events and exhibitions all the time, and to learn more, you can visit tetcenter.org. This year's Kick and Push Festival, now in its 10th year as an interactive local theater festival, launched on July 25th and runs until August 18th across Kingston. Kick and Push specializes in one-of-a-kind, unexpected, and immersive shows that take the audience beyond passive observers, ranging from venues like the Grand Theater to the Tet Center to the more unexpected. Kick and Push also hosts the Theater Kingston Fringe Festival, which runs 11 days from August 1st to 11th across three venues and includes 18 shows. To learn more about Kick and Push, you can visit thekickandpush.com, and for more on Fringe, visit theaterkingston.com. Also in theater news, on August 2nd at 8 p.m. at the Tet, you can catch Improv Kingston's first Friday show of the month. The show is presented by Improv Kingston every month, featuring students from the advanced improv classes, and is guaranteed to entertain. Tickets are $10 in advance or in cash, credit, or debit at the door. Also this weekend from Improv Kingston is their Intro to Improv class on the first Saturday of every month, including this Saturday, August 3rd. The class is in the TK studio at the Tet Center from 12 to 2:30 p.m., and it is designed for folks who want to try improv out for fun or before committing to a longer course. Registration is $40 plus tax via e-transfer, and for more you can visit improvkingston.com/events. In more theater news, Blue Canoe Theatrical Productions presents the Cole Porter musical High Society at the Domino Theater, running August 1st to 10th. Blue Canoe brings theater opportunities for local youth under 30 to the stage in Kingston, and is now in their 18th season. Tickets to this production are $25 for general audiences and $18 for youth and seniors. To learn more and for tickets, visit bluecanoetheatrical.ca. At the Union Gallery, in partnership with Modern Fuel, is the Twofold Artist-in-Residence program. Led by co-directors Jill Gallott and Berlin Reed, This program provides an opportunity for local BIPOC artists to dive into their practices, collaborations, and discussions while having access to designated workplaces, professional development and mentorship, communal events, and a studio visit platform. This year's artists in residence are Shanique Pert, Alicia Yudvari, Shamara Pert, and Sumra Khan, who will work at the Union Gallery in July and Modern Fuel Art Gallery in August. The Union Gallery is open Tuesday through Saturday and is free to visit. For more information, visit uniongallery.queensu.ca. This and every summer Tuesday, you can head down to Springer Market Square for Salsa in the Square. From 6:30 to 7:30 p.m., enjoy a free beginner class and then hit the open dance floor until 10 p.m. Also, every Wednesday summer evening, enjoy Swingin' Summer, a live music throwback to the era of romantic, joyful, and jazzy songs from 7 to 8 p.m. And every summer Friday evening, Springer Market Square hosts Kickin' It Country from 7 to 8 p.m., featuring live local country music. For more on these events, visit downtownkingston.ca. Registration for summer term programming at the Kingston School of Art is now open, including programs for youth and adults as well as workshops and summer camps. Coming up in August are adult programs like Exploring Realism with Charcoal, Realism in Oil, Foundations of Darkroom Photography, and Intermediate Print Space, and youth program Painting Your Creatures. For more information and to register, visit ksoa.info. Every Monday at Daft Brewing, Bon Evans hosts Music Trivia Mondays at 7 p.m. Put your music knowledge to the test in four or more rounds of trivia. Whether you're going solo or in a team with clips, questions, and more, the winning team walks away at the end of the night with $50 gift cards and bragging rights, so be sure to check it out for a Monday night of music and fun. Kingston welcomes back Movies in the Square and Springer Market Square on Thursdays this summer, and the full lineup has now been announced. This week, August 1st, A League of Their Own starts at dusk. This summer, you can also mark your calendars for Beetlejuice on August 8th, Freaky Friday on August 15th, Night at the Museum Battle of the Smithsonian on August 22nd, and Lilo and Stitch on August 29th. Be sure to mark your calendars now and bring your blankets, chairs, and bug spray to experience your favorite films for free this summer, under the stars. That's all I got for you in Arts Desk today. Now I'll turn it over to Jesse Bell at the Sports Desk.
This is Jesse Bell from the CFRC Sports Desk, and this is your sports report for Monday, July 29th, 2024. Today's sports report is part 7 of a 12-part series previewing the 2024 OUA football season, and today's sports report will focus on the Ottawa GGs. 2023 was a season of change for the Ottawa GGs. Some of it was planned and anticipated, like moving on from star running back J.P. Simonkinda with his replacement Amilcar Polk, and some of it was not, such as having to shelf starting quarterback Ben Maracle and replace him with the third-string quarterback Josh Jansen. For what it's worth, I think both Jansen and Polk did a good job filling in for their all-Ontario counterparts. Jansen and Polk helped keep this team in a lot of football games against some pretty tough opponents, including that come-from-behind victory over Carleton, a narrow one-score loss to Laurier, and a narrow one-score loss to Queens to end the regular season, and then a one-score loss to Queens to end their postseason. Both Jansen and Polk benefited immensely from playing behind the Ottawa offensive line, one of the best units in the country. They cleared massive holes for the running game and did a great job of keeping Josh Jansen's jersey clean in the passing game. Ottawa has also had an excellent wide receiver room over the last 3 years, highlighted by Nicolas Gendron and Rodney Estime. If they continue to get that level of production from their wide receivers, it's not inconceivable that Josh Jansen takes the next big jump to become one of the best quarterbacks in Ontario. He has the physical tools, he has a bit of experience, and he certainly has the talent around him to make that happen. Ottawa's 2024 football season kicks off on August 25th at home against the Western Mustangs. Yes, they're playing Western, but getting to play them in your friendly confines makes a world of difference. Ottawa also has a favorable home game against the Gales on September 14th, but they will be on the road for two tough games against Windsor and Laurier after that. They play Carleton at TD Place for the Panda Bowl on October 6th, and they play Toronto to end their regular season on October 19th. And looking at that schedule, all 8 games, I predict Ottawa will be 3-5. They'll lose to Western, they'll lose to Queens, Windsor, Laurier, and Carleton, beating York, Waterloo, and Toronto. Now, they could just as easily go 5-3 if they manage to flip a result against Carleton and flip a result against Queens, but as it presently stands, that's not how I see things playing out. Ottawa is not an easy matchup for anybody. This is a physical, well-coached football team, but ultimately I feel they're just not quite at the level yet to be a true contender in Ontario. They will be a playoff team and not one that you really want to play in the first round, but I think their ceiling is 5 wins and their floor is 3. This concludes your sports report. This is Jesse Bell signing off and leaving you with a promo for that Queens Ottawa football game. It's at GG's Field, just 2 hours up the highway. If you're in the Kingston area, you should definitely swing by and check it out. Over the last 3 seasons, the Queens Gaels have had the Ottawa GG's number. These teams have played 7 times since 2021, and Queens has walked away victorious on all 7 occasions. For each of the last 3 years, Ottawa's season has ended at Richardson Memorial Stadium. But with every game played, the margin of victory gets tighter and tighter. In 2023, the Gaels won their 2 matchups by 7 total points. On Saturday, September 14th, the two Titans of the OUA East rekindle their rivalry once more as the Gaels make the short trip up the 416 to play the GGs in Ottawa. Will the Gaels make it an elite 8 in a row, or will the GGs finally snap their post-pandemic losing streak? Tune in to CFRC 101.9 FM at 2:45 for the pregame show ahead of the 3 p.m. kickoff. We hope to see you then.
This is Christina coming in with your CFRC weather report for this evening. Tonight we're expecting partly cloudy skies with a 40% chance of showers early this evening, then clear skies. Fog patches will be developing after midnight and we have a low of 18 degrees. Looking forward to tomorrow, Tuesday, the 30th of July, we're expecting sunny skies with a mix of sun and cloud in the afternoon. Fog patches will dissipate in the morning. We have a high of 30 degrees, with humidex that's going to feel like 38, and we have a UV index of 9 or very high. Tuesday night, we'll have cloudy skies with a 60% chance of showers and a low of 21. On Wednesday, July 31st, we have cloudy skies with a 60% chance of showers and a high of 27 degrees. Wednesday night, cloudy periods with a 30% chance of showers and a low of 20. That wraps up your weather report for this evening, and next up is your CFRC Weekly Traffic Report. Now for your CFRC traffic report for this evening. Pavement rehabilitations will be taking place along Highway 401 between Westbrook Road to beyond the Highway 15 overpass and on the Sir John A. McDonald overpass. This work will consist of various lane and ramp closures over the next several months. Highway 401 eastbound at Sydenham Road on ramp, expect a lane closure and a ramp closure during the following dates and times. July 29th from 8 p.m. to 6 a.m., July 30th from 8 p.m. to 6 a.m., July 31st from 8 p.m. to 6 a.m., and August 1st from 8 p.m. to 6 a.m. Highway 401 eastbound at Highway 15, expect a full mainline closure July 31st at 10 p.m. to August 1st at 6 a.m. PSPC wishes to advise users that the LaSalle Causeway is still fully closed to motorists, cyclists, and pedestrians until further notice. In road closures to look out for this week, Albert Street, Princess to 486 Albert, closed until December 31st for construction activity. Baggett Street, Barrie to West, closed July 31st from 7 a.m. to August 8th at 7 p.m. for the Canadian Little League Championship. Hillcrest Avenue, Kings Court to 7th, closed until September 1st for buried infrastructure replacement. The road will remain open to local traffic. King Street, Plastarms to north end of King, closed until September 30th for construction. Road will be open to local traffic. Sydenham Street, Princess to Queen, closed until September 27th for downtown Kingston BIA activations. University Avenue, Union to Earl, closed until July 31st for the Queen's JDUC project. In parking disruptions to look out for, the Hanson Memorial Parking Structure and Restoration Project is underway. The work is planned to conclude in late December of 2024. Work will be completed in phases to allow the building to remain open to public parking. It is anticipated that no more than 50% of the available 271 parking spaces will be closed at any time. There is also parking availability at the Town Memorial and Robert Bruce Memorial parking garages in the two adjacent blocks to the west. Take note that on Wednesday, August 7th, the Hanson Memorial Garage will have a full closure from 5 a.m. to 2 p.m. No vehicles will be permitted in or out of the garage during this time. Alternative parking is available at both the Robert Bruce Memorial Garage, 266 Bagot Street, and the Town Memorial Garage, 197 Brock Street. In other delays to look out for, Aberdeen Street, Johnson to Earl expect delays and closures along Aberdeen. Bay Ridge Drive, Princess to Taylor Kidd expect delays while a contractor completes Phase 2 of the Bay Ridge Drive active transportation upgrades. Collins Bay Road, Prince Charles Edwin to Princess expect delays while a contractor completes Phase 2 of the Princess and Collins Bay active transportation improvements. Gardner's Road at Centennial and Creekford expect delays while a contractor completes intersection widening, traffic signal upgrades, and cycling and pedestrian improvements. Highway 2, Abbeydon to St. Lawrence expect a lane closure to complete enhanced flood protection. The lane closure will be controlled by temporary traffic signals. John Counter Boulevard at Montreal expect delays while a contractor completes interim intersection improvements. Work will take place overnight from Sunday night to Friday mornings during the week and all weekends during the day. For more details on all of these delays, you can visit getinvolvedkingston.ca. Expect delays on the following roads from July 18th to 31st from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. each day to accommodate asphalt reclamation. Princess Street, Division to Clergy, John Counter Boulevard, Aberfoyle to Portsmouth, Portsmouth Avenue, Old Quarry to John Counter, and finally Front Road, King to Sandy Bay. That wraps up your CFRC traffic report for this evening, and next up is your events and concerts calendar with Paige Lang.
It's time for CFRC's concert and events calendar. Have an event you'd like covered? Reach out through CFRC.ca today. On Monday, July 29th, head over to the club at the RCHA for some smooth jazz with Inner Harbor Jazz. Relax and listen to the tunes from 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. Tickets are $5. Join the East Coast Best Bluesmen with Juno-nominated Roxanne Poffin at the club at the RCHA. From 7 to 10 p.m., listen to American Roots and Albert Country Swing for just $10. The Cove Inn hosts Nolan Hubbard as part of their monthly musical residency. Enjoy the distinctive soul pop from 5 to 8 p.m. Admission is by donation. Kingston Frontenac Public Library presents Transformative Voices. Learn how to train your voice. The group musical therapy session will focus on connecting individuals and using musical therapy interventions to elicit intra and interpersonal growth. The workshop is from 5 to 8 p.m. and is available for all ages 14 to 25. Since 2000, dancers have gathered at Newlands Pavilion in McDonald Park to swing dance until the sun goes down, also known as 6 to 8 p.m. All levels of dancers are welcome. Enjoy the fun. On Tuesday, July 30th, join Tom Savage and friends at the club at the RCHA for Tom's Tuesday Happy Hour and Jam. Grab a drink and watch the show from 4 to 7 p.m. The event is free to attend. Enjoy ethereal and folk rock duo Eric Uren and Megan Below every Tuesday at the Cove Inn. The patio is open, so grab a drink, soak in the sun, and watch the show from 5 to 8 p.m. Admission is by donation. Visit the oldest market in Ontario at Springer Market Square, featuring local fresh produce, crafts, and more. The market is 8:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. The event is for all ages and free to attend. Grab your running shoes and meet at Lululemon for a weekly fun run, a social event for all runners of all ages and abilities. They meet at 5:30 every Tuesday, and all new runners are welcome. Head over to Springer Market Square for free salsa in the square. Get your groove on and enjoy the spicy beats and learn to dance salsa. Join every Tuesday from 6:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. for lessons and enjoy the dance floor until 10 p.m. On Wednesday, July 31st, the club at the RCHA hosts Craig Jones and Alternative Facts. Relax and unwind with the easy listening music from 7 to 10 p.m. Admission is $5. Bring your friends to the patio at the Cove Inn for Wings and Tunes, an open mic jam with Sean McCullough and friends. Grab some piping hot wings and watch the show from 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. Admission is free. Grammy-nominated artist Bill Kirchin plays Hotel Wolf Island this Wednesday from 7:30 to 10 p.m. Enjoy the music from the acclaimed singer-songwriter. Admission is $40. Walk down the Springer Market Square for Swingin' Summer with Inner Harbor Jazz. Enjoy the romantic music of yesteryear from 7 to 8 p.m. Soak in the summer weather and watch the show for free. Bring your friends and come down to Daft Brewing for YGK Trivia Night. The game is 7 to 9:30 and is free to attend. There's $100 in prizes to win, so bring your competitive spirit and have some fun. Something in the Water is also hosting trivia at 8 p.m. The event is 19+. Enjoy fresh and pre-made local food that won't break the bank. Rideau Heights Community Center is hosting a pop-up market that runs from 2 to 5 p.m. The market is free to attend and for all ages. Feeling inspired? Grab your art supplies and head to Musiki Cafe and Whiskey Bar for a $5 drop-in uninstructed life drawing. From 4:30 to 6:30 p.m., enjoy the chill evening and get artsy. On Thursday, August 1st, head to Blue Martini for Kingston's Rock and Open Mic from 9:30 to 11:30 p.m. Enjoy the music and grab a drink. The show is free. Neil Carter from Chelsea Road is playing all your favorite classic hits from 7 to 10 p.m. at the club at the RCHA. Admission is $5. Enjoy sassy uptempo swing with Ann Lewis Trio at the Cove Inn. Grab a drink and take in the summer heat at the patio. The tunes run from 5 to 8 p.m. Admission is by donation. Grab your flannel and head down to the Toucan for all-out 90s grunge, alternative, and power pop with Oak Ridge Avenue and special guest Priceless Advice. The show runs from 9:30 to 1 a.m. Admission is free. From August 1st to 11th, Kick and Push presents TK Fringe Festival featuring comedy, music, and more. Featuring three venues and acts such as If the Shoe Fits, Hysterical Historical, and Circus Gothic, tickets are available at https://www.theaterkingston.com. Head down to Springer Market Square for a market featuring local produce, artisanal crafts, and more. The market is from 8:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. and is free to attend. Come to visit or stay overnight to learn about constellations, planets, the Milky Way, and more. In the South Frontenac Township, enjoy the great summer weather. Don't forget a picnic blanket or lawn chair. The event is from 7:30 to 10:30 p.m. To stay overnight, register at allevents.in. On Friday, August 2nd, the Retro Kings are bringing your favorite hits from the 60s to the 80s at Chicago Wings this Friday night. Grab a bite to eat and see the show from 7 to 10 p.m. Admission is free. Go to Prince Eddie's Brewing Company for a classic summertime showcase with bands like Feral Minx and Lake Porter and even Bad Fortune. The show starts at 7 p.m. and is 19+. Tickets are general admission for $25. Dust off your cowboy boots and swing over to Springer Market Square for Kickin' It Country with Abby Stewart. Listen to the music from 7 to 8 p.m. and admission is free. Celebrate 50 years with Blue Skies Music Festival in Clarendon. Gather around the Natural Amphitheater and enjoy outdoor folk, bluesgrass, and country outside. The festival runs through the weekend. Day passes are sold at Brian's Record Option for $40 or available at the gate. For availability on camping passes, email maillist@blueskiesmusicfestival.ca. The fresh food market at the YMCA is aimed to keep your belly full without emptying your wallet. The market features local fresh and pre-made food from 9:30 to 12:30 p.m. The market is free to attend. On Saturday, August 3rd, head to the Broom Factory for local bands The Astros and The Sugar Pills presented by KPP Concerts, doors at 7 p.m. and tickets are $15. No Principles featuring Dave Belfour and Jamie Campbell share their love for a well-crafted song and strong harmonies at the Cove Inn patio this Friday. The show is from 5 to 8 p.m. and admission is by donation. Dublin-based singer-songwriter Frank Ryan is bringing you soulful covers and originals at Spearhead Brewery. The show is from 2 to 5 p.m. and is free to attend. Laugh Till You Drop at the Mansion this Friday with comedy star Andy Hayes with Dan Davies and Paul Krasner. The show starts at 8 p.m. and is $20 to attend. Head down to Sydenham Street for summer fun with Roger James, with kid-friendly activities, entertainers, and music every Saturday. The event is from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. and the event is free. Have fun. Come down to Springer Market Square this Saturday to get your local produce. Also featuring artisanal vendors and crafts, enjoy the market from 8:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. and the event is for all ages. Come enjoy a mix of fun, relaxation, and creativity at one of Kingston's most historic landmarks. Murnee Fest at Murnee Tower Museum National Historic Site of Canada is celebrating its 99th anniversary. The celebration is from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. and day passes are $30, $15 for 12 and under. The event also features a karaoke night in the barracks for $15 and it is 19+. Kingston's biggest street festival is back. The Princess Street Promenade features excitement from downtown shops, restaurants, and more. Promenade from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. and the event is for all ages. Come down to Confederation Park for the Black Block Party with live music, a pickup basketball tournament, bouncy castle, mobile bar, and more. The event is from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. and is fun for the whole family for free. On Sunday, August 4th, come to the Waterside Patio at the Cove Inn for live folk, jazz, classic rock, and contemporary with Head Over Heels. From 5 to 8 p.m., enjoy the music, and admission is by donation. Head down to McKinnon Brothers Brewery for Almonte-based rock and roll artist Kentucky. The show is from 1 to 5 p.m. and the show is free to attend. Grab your friends and head to Spearhead Brewery for Neil Carter, bringing you all the classic hits you know and love. The show plays from 2 to 5 p.m. and is free to attend. Come out and support the Rolling Barrage on their coast-to-coast ride to raise awareness to end the stigma of PTSD. The event is at the Royal Canadian Legion Branch 560. Doors open at 5 p.m. and the live music starts at 7:30 p.m., featuring music from the Bullock Band and a barbecue. For barbecue and dance tickets, it is $20, and for just dance, it is $10. Reduce your footprint and attend the Memorial Center Farmers Markets, bringing you local produce every Sunday. The market runs from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. and is free to attend. Grab your yoga mat and head down to Battery Park for fresh air and positive vibes this Sunday. The free yoga class is taught by a local instructor starting at 10 a.m. The session is for all ages and abilities.
Thank you for tuning in to CFRC's local news programming. To revisit episodes of Today in YGK and hear more from some of our guests, be sure to head to our podcast network at podcast.cfrc.ca. Today in YGK is brought to you by the generous support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada under the Local Journalism Initiative, Queen's University Career Services, What Will I Wear at 732 Princess Street, and The Screening Room at screeningroomkingston.com. Be sure to stay tuned for more CFRC programming coming up next.
What'll I Wear offers the best in vintage, funky, one-of-a-kind treasures, clothing, accessories, and a fabulous selection of jewels, vintage and new. Find the cutest purse, the most dashing of hats and sunglasses, everything to complete your individual look. What'll I Wear has it all. They can dress you from top to bottom. Find your new fashion fave at What'll I Wear at 732 Princess Street in Kingston. Visit their new location and follow them on Facebook to keep up to date with what's in store at What'll I Wear.
Thank you for listening to this podcast produced at CFRC 101.9 FM at Queen's University, situated on the traditional territory of the Anishinaabe and Haudenosaunee peoples, and brought to you by the generous support of the Faculty of Engineering and Applied Science.